Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You only need one website when it comes to all things travel. The information is at johnnyjet.com, and here's Johnny. Morning, John. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm up to about 70% already. Pretty good for me. And I was flying a couple of days ago, right after all the business with the mask mandate being over. And I kept my mask on the plane. And I think, especially if you're traveling on one of those regional jets like I was, it's kind of small and you're packed in there. And I was the only one wearing a mask. I couldn't believe it.
Are you serious?
Yes. Everybody else was maskless but me.
That's shocking. A lot of my friends have been saying it's like 50-50, but I live in L.A., and they're going to like New York. Even Cancun, they said they're about 50-50, which surprised me, but that's ridiculous.
Are you still flying with your own portable HEPA filter?
I do, actually, especially when I'm with my daughter, 2-year-old, who's unvaccinated. I put it by her. If I'm by myself, I still keep it by me. But, yeah, I'm going to, I was watching the news yesterday. I saw the former FDA say that he wears a mask, a good at least KN95 or 94, when he gets on the plane or when he boards the plane. But once he's in the air, he takes it off because he thinks the HEPA filters are strong enough. But, if you have someone sick right next to you or the row behind you or in front of you, you're still going to get it. So, as long as you're flying with no one around or you splurge for first class, this is the time to do it. So you have less people around you. I just look around and make sure no one's sick near me.
You wrote it in your newsletter about buying a first class ticket and you have more room. And these days, it's not always a lot of money. Domestic, a regular coach is expensive.
Definitely. Always price out first class tickets. People never do. And there's been cases, it doesn't happen often, but there's been cases where first class is actually cheaper than coach. So, and always ask, because there's not as many business travelers as there were. So, ask about an upgrade as well. So you can find out, how much is it going to cost me? Some airlines let you bid on them as well. It all depends, especially international airlines. Mm-hmm. You'll get an email saying, would you like to bid on a first class upgrade? Go for the minimum. But then when you get to the airport, if it doesn't go through, just ask again. And I found a cheaper deal one time when I was flying SAS to Sweden.
How do you buy a HEPA filter, and how much does it cost?
Well, the Wind one, so the company I use is Wind, W-Y-N-D. I'll tweet it out. I think it's $200. Full disclosure, they sent it to me to test out. My buddy who runs the Post Ranch Inn, which is one of the nicest hotels in America, it's in Big Sur. He's the one that turned me on to it because he says he has them at every single one of his tables and that the air in his restaurant's actually cleaner or clearer than even outdoors because they have all these filters in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And where do you put it? Where do you put it when you fly? Does it go under the seat?
I put it, once we take off, I put it on the tray table, but before that, I put it on the armrest. So, or I put it between my legs, just for takeoff, so I don't lose it.
A lot of people were flying over the weekend. Are we continuing to set records when you compare travel year to year?
You know what? I forgot to look at the numbers this morning. I'll quickly do it. But yesterday, they were off by a couple hundred. So yesterday was 2.2 million, and 3 years ago was 2.5. So, we're still a little bit off, but we're getting there. I mean, there's been times where it's just, under 100,000 difference. But keep in mind, again, there's not as many business travelers and not as many international travelers. So it's inching up, and the airlines can't handle what they have right now. They weren't anticipating this fast of a turnaround. So these airlines are scrambling for workers. Trying to get through to an airline is ridiculous, and so many airlines are canceling flights because they don't have the pilots or the crew.
Yeah, and it's not going to get better anytime soon, is it?
It's not. So my advice for this summer, book the first flight out in the morning because you want to avoid thunderstorms, which is always what you want to do in the summertime anyway, but it's also, you know, least likely to be delayed later because once there's a domino effect. Once one flight is delayed or canceled, it's tough for them to get the crew in different positions. So get up early. Get up at that 6 a.m. flight. So, yeah, I mean, you got to get up at 3, but you'll thank me later once you get there on time.
Very good advice, as always, from John. And the website is johnnyjet.com. I want to ask you about car rentals and insurance for those cars and more momentarily. We're talking with the man behind johnnyjet.com. Great website. One of Forbes' top 10 travel influencers. Johnny writes about everything travel. And you wrote about this new report ranking U.S. airlines worst to best. Delta came out pretty good, huh, John?
Yeah, Delta, you know, Delta's a well-run airline, but you know, they're having problems too right now. So, and especially with this whole mask mandate, they lost a lot of their flyers because they're upset that they're bringing back the people who they banned from kicking them off flights earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to get through to Delta is not easy, but there is a secret number, by the way. So if you have a reservation within the next 24 hours, they do have a number that they don't publish. And I have it on my website. I don't know it offhand, but I'll put it in my newsletter today. And that really helps save you hours to get through.
And I'll give you all the information you need to get that newsletter and also follow John on Twitter. Southwest ranked dead last in this report. And I was surprised because my experience with Southwest has always been terrific.
You know what? They've been taking a hit lately. What their problem was is that they, you know, they bit off more than they could chew. They were trying to fly everywhere. They don't have the staff. Once there's a little bit of problems, they can't get those staff back to where they need it because, you know, they do point to point, point,
mm-hmm.
And they're not like they don't really operate as a big hub, although I do believe they have mini hubs all around. So it's just difficult to get them back. And once you can look at FlightAware, and every day you can see who's having problems. And, you know, for a couple weeks there, about a week ago, Southwest was leading the way in delays and cancellations. I know this report, you know, was based on something earlier, but
mm-hmm.
JetBlue is getting crushed right now. They're probably the worst run airline in the U.S. right now.
Yeah, this report, it was a finance website, WalletHub, and the rankings were based on reliability, comfort, and customer satisfaction. Let's talk about renting a car. Still problematic these days with high prices and a scarcity of cars. How do you answer this question? Should you buy the insurance that the rental company is selling you, trying to sell you?
No, it all depends. Almost 99% you don't need it. So if you have personal auto insurance, that will cover you. You got to check with your insurance. If you have home insurance, that will cover you a lot. You got to check with your policies. And a lot of major credit cards will actually give you some kind of like level of collision insurance
mm-hmm.
when you reserve it with that specific card, especially the premium cards. So, you know, check with your home insurance, your car insurance, your credit card companies, and find out because they're really trying to sell you. But if you're traveling internationally, there are some countries where they don't cover it. So you need to find out in advance. But if you're traveling domestically and you have those, generally, no, you don't need that stuff. And they will sell you hard at the counter.
And is there still a big difference between renting a car at the airport and renting it in an off-airport site?
Yeah. It all depends on the city, but yes, there can be major savings. So I know some people that will, you know, take the train from the airport or take a Uber and then, you know, the next day go get their car. And also keep in mind that, you know, a lot of hotels, especially in cities, can charge, you know, $75 a night for just parking. So, you know, it's not a bad idea to, you know, go right to the hotel and then go to a local. But you got to price it out. But a lot of the airports do charge all kinds of taxes and fees.
Right. I got a kick out of reading something you posted in your newsletter about how we used to, well, we didn't, but I remember my parents did, dress up when you'd go on a plane. And you think people should dress up a little bit still, don't you?
I mean, listen, I think you should wear comfortable clothes. Don't wear anything tight fitting because, you know, you expand once you get up there. So, you know, it does help. I mean, it doesn't help to get upgraded like it used to, but it doesn't hurt. So in case, but the most important thing is to be nice to the flight attendants and gate agents, if, you know, for better service. But yeah, no, I mean, you don't have to dress to the T, but just dress, just don't put any shirts on that have swear words. Or dress risque. I mean, some airlines will not let you on anyway, and you always hear about it. But yeah, and also bring a change of clothes. Always bring a change of clothes on the plane. I learned that the hard way, because when my 1 year old at the time, you know, tossed his cookies all over my wife and I, and I've had people spill their wine on me in first class, or just spill drinks. So always bring a change of clothes and a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get that newsletter, it's free. JohnnyJet.com is the website. JohnnyJet, JohnnyJet.com. And how do people follow you on Twitter, John?
Just Johnny Jet, JohnnyJet. But the newsletter is more important on Twitter. I get political sometimes. It gets me in trouble. But newsletter, I am just travel.
Okay. JohnnyJet.com. John, always informative. Hope you have a good day and happy travels. Talk to you again soon.
Hey, you too. Thank you.